Hey everybody, this is Chris Rutter. Welcome back to another episode of What's Your Effin' Binge? Telling you like it is. Got a couple clips I want to play for everybody here real quick. I got a lot of good responses last week. People like the clips that were played and everything, so I want to get kicked off with one. But I just want everybody to keep in mind here that what we're discussing is an actual plot to get rid of a lot of people on the face of the planet. If you look across the entire world news, and I know everybody doesn't have the time to look into, you know, scientific data and research and studies and look at all these different countries, their COVID reporting numbers and all of this other stuff. But there are people out here who are actually doing that, and I'm one of them. I'm digging in as much as I can to give you as much truthful information as I possibly can. I've got something to say. It doesn't matter if you're a red or a blue supporter, doesn't matter if you're black or white or brown or yellow, I don't give a shit. I want to talk about what is best for you, what is best for humanity. I don't want to take one side or another. But so much of what's being pushed down our throat right now by the mainstream media makes it look like I'm really going after one particular section of people. And I truly am not. It's just they're the forerunners that too many people are actually just lapping up what they have to say. And they're listening in sound bites. They're not listening to the entire story, or they're not getting all of the information that the story comes from. There's a lot of different information out there. There's a lot of different ways to discover how they're actually engaging in this doublespeak where they say one thing one second, and in the very next second, they say totally the opposite, and they expect you to forget what they said before. Remember, just a couple months ago, Biden told everybody, if you have the shot, you don't have anything to worry about. Remember that? Sleepy Joe out on the front house lawn saying, don't worry about it. If you have the shot, everything's okay. You're 99% protected. Now it's, not only did you get the shot, you're still sick, and it's because the people who didn't get the shot, it's their fault you're sick. Wait a minute. I thought I was protected. Well, it's this new Delta variant. The Delta variant didn't start until everybody started getting shots. Before the shot started, we didn't have a Delta variant. We're developing herd immunity. Herd immunity. That was the whole goal, and everybody said we couldn't do it without vaccines, which of course is double speak to begin with, because being, you know, having herd immunity and everybody having a resistance towards it is what has happened with the cold, basically. And the reason a vaccine doesn't work is because it constantly mutates and changes. That's the reason there's not a cold vaccine. So, going to play this clip here. This is the leading virologist in England talking about the effects of the Pfizer and the Moderna shot. And whenever I come back, I've got a really interesting story to tie in with this. And just listen, and we'll be right back after the break.
From our finding is that we found that recipients of the Pfizer vaccine, those who've had two doses, have about 5 to 6-fold lower amounts of neutralizing antibodies. Now, these are the sort of gold standard private security antibodies of your immune system, which block the virus from getting into your cells in the first place. And so we found that that's less for people with two doses. We've also found that for people with only one dose of the Pfizer jab, that they are less likely to have high levels of these antibodies in their blood. And perhaps most importantly for all of us going forward is that we see that the older you are, the lower your levels are likely to be. And the time since you've had your second jab, as that time goes on, the lower your levels are also likely to be. So that's telling us that we're probably going to be needing to prioritize boosters for older and more vulnerable people coming up soon, especially if this new variant spreads.
So that's the doublespeak. This gets rid of your immune system, so you'll need more boosters. We played.
Hello.
Did you catch what he said there? If you get the first jab, your T cells will be dramatically reduced, two or three times. If you're unfortunate enough to get both jabs, your natural immunity is lowered six times its regular rate. So if your immunity is 96% and it gets lowered six times, that means you have 16% immunity. If you're only immune to 16% of the things that your body gets introduced to, it's probably not going to take very long before you start getting sick, don't you think? Now, to go on to a further explanation, you do realize he's talking about T cells, right? The defense mechanism that's included in your white blood cells, the superior defense system, the defense system that if one of your cells mutates or something gets introduced like a cold or pneumonia or bronchitis or whatever that we encounter all the time, you know, if they say that on average a person is exposed to one or two carcinogens a day, your immune system's always fighting that off. That's your T cells. And he's saying that your T cells, your white blood count, that's being lowered six times. So he's sitting here telling you how this is going to make you get sick. There's all kinds of reports. You can go to CDC right now. Go on DuckDuckGoose or whatever search engine you want to use and look up CDC warnings about cancer results from getting the shots. Go ahead and look that up real quick. Here's what they're going to tell you. That it is going to be common to see cancer-like results, such as lumps, such as growths that appear to be tumors. But don't go out and get surgeries. You know, wait 6 months or so before you go after treatment because this is going to be normal and it should go away. So they're actively admitting that they're going to go ahead and lower your T cells. They're going to lower your ability to fight against cancer. And some of the side effects of this are going to appear to be cancer, but don't worry, it's going to go away after a little while. Give it at least, you know, 6 months or so. Remember whenever the shots first came out, they were starting to talk about them back whenever Trump was in office? And I've got something to say about that here in a minute because this weekend he said something I never thought he would say. It really makes me rethink who the best person is to be able to do something good for the country. I thought it was him. You know, whenever he didn't buckle down or give up anything, whenever Epstein and his handler, Ghislaine, got arrested, I thought, okay, cool. They don't really have anything on him. He's really avoided this top power structure, this top elite power broker or cabal or whatever the hell it is that you want to call it. This group, this consortium out there that is directing us towards this mass genocide that we're going through right now, but I'll get to that here in a minute. In the meantime, we've got the leading neurologist, virologist there in England telling you that we're going to lower your T cells, we're going to lower your ability, we're going to fuck up your ability to be able to fight cancer. But in the meantime, the third booster is coming out. We suggest you go ahead and get that one too. We're going to fuck up your body's ability to fight it. You know, that's, you know, par for the course. You might get some cancer-like symptoms. You know, a growth, a fucking tumor. You might do an MRI and it might look like you have a growth on your fucking brain. Don't worry about it. Just a side effect of the shot. It's okay. But please, sir, may I have another? Go out there and get that third one. And now that it's been approved, the emergency approval that they've been pushing through the FDA, this has been going on since March. Remember whenever they had the Johnson & Johnson shutdown because of safety concerns? People had strokes, a couple people died. Eh, you know, hey, look, if it's one out of a million, don't worry about it. That's kind of what we've been saying the whole time about COVID to begin with. We don't need a shot. We don't need to be shut down. We don't need to be locked in. We don't need to have our businesses shut down. We don't need to have our ability to make money to be completely wiped fucking away because you motherfuckers want to have control over everything. You don't need that much control over my daily life. You don't need to tell me what to put into my body. You don't. The only thing you should be doing if you're a healthcare official, if I'm not showing up at the emergency room all fucked up, your only advice to me should be how to take care of my heart, get exercise, eat right, take some vitamins, get some sunlight, get some natural vitamin D in you, increase your zinc maybe. That really seems to help against COVID and other viruses. Which, in case anyone has forgotten, is the definition of what corona is. Works against every other virus in the fucking world, but not COVID. For whatever reason. The fact that so many people just believe the headlines and believe the bullshit that the media tells them without looking into it is just so disturbing. These people are really coming for us. It's time to wake up out there. You guys really got to start paying attention. And don't take what I'm telling you. Look it up. Go to the sources, just like I am, and find out their research. And you'll see for yourself. This is a plan. This is a manipulation. They're trying to get control over people. This is for the New World Order reset. I promise you, this is how we're all going to be on digital currency, locked in your house. Some people are going to be marginalized. You're not even going to be allowed back into the workforce. Some people are going to be completely separated from their family. Department of Homeland Security has already come out and said that if you're a dissenter, if you talk about the lockdown, if you're anti-vaccine, if you talk against Fauci, those are hate crimes and terroristic actions. So I guess I'm a terrorist, and I guess I'm engaging in hate crimes because I don't agree with Fauci. I'm not one of the people that's going to say all hell Fauci. And here's your papers. Not going for it. Try that bullshit on the next guy, but it ain't working with me. Got another clip coming up. Come back here after the break, guys. Stay tuned.
Over the world, citizens are taking every chance they've got to speak up to the power structure and say no to this worldwide medical tyranny, especially as the system attempts to suppress the numbers of deaths and illnesses caused by the experimental shot that we've now confirmed is a depopulation weapon that has been launched.
This is for all you clowns out there that saying you guys gotta take the shot. Don't take it. I tell you what, as a grieving mother, I'm gonna tell you why my daughter took that shot yesterday in Las Vegas and she's dead. She took the Pfizer vaccine and she's dead. They couldn't even revive her. I'm begging you people, don't take it. They're killing us. They're killing you and they're killing me. They killed her 5 hours from that Pfizer shot and she's dead.
Don't go away. We'll be right back here in a minute. More clips and more comments. What's your effing bench telling you like it is?
I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen.
Another mother reacting to her child dying after getting the shot. And guess what you're not going to see on the news? this. Now, if you pull up the video, you can go online and you can find the video. Just go on DuckDuckGo and type in parent reacts to child dying from vaccine. You're going to have to sort through, I believe it's over 1,800 fines for that. So there's give or take more than 1,000 of these videos online. So it's, you know, it just didn't happen to, you know, a couple of people. There are hundreds of people with reactions online to within a few hours after getting the shot, their loved one is dead. Now, in 1976, whenever we had the swine flu going on, I don't know if any of you are old enough to remember the swine flu or not. I was six. If something like that was going on, I'm not old enough to remember. But you can go online. You can pull up Mike Wallace report on the swine flu, the Barbara Walters report on the swine flu, 2020 report on the swine flu. You can find all kinds of documentation about how the swine flu that the U.S. government and the world had to roll out a vaccine. And everyone had to take it, every man, woman, and child. They rolled out the shots, and in less than a month, several hundred people had died. The U.S. government said, we can't do that anymore. It's killing people. But now, not only are we just going to keep doing it, we're going to keep creating more, and now we want you to take a third booster. And now that the FDA has approved it, if you work for a large employer, get ready to keep your job. You're going to have to get vaccine. If you want to fly, you're going to have to take a vaccine. Want to go to the grocery store? Where's your vaccine card at? Or you don't have to have a vaccine card. You're going to have to go down to that piece of shit grocery that has brown tomatoes. So that's where your kind gets to go and grocery shop. Or your kind can't fly. Thinking about it in the terms of vaccinated and unvaccinated. Let's replace the word unvaccinated with black. If you're black, you can't work here. If you're unvaccinated, you can't work here. If you're unvaccinated, you can't get treatment at the hospital. If you're black, you can't get treatment at the hospital. If you're unvaccinated, you can't come here to shop. If you're black, you can't come here to shop. Or replace everything with woman. If you're a woman, can't come here to shop. If you're a woman, can't ride the bus. If you're a woman, I refuse to see you as your doctor anymore. There's reports of at least three different doctors so far that I've seen and heard of. One in Missouri, one in Massachusetts, and the other one escapes me somewhere northeast. And they have sent out letters to their entire patient roster saying that if you're unvaccinated, I can no longer treat you. Any reports on that you see on the news, they're posed as a hero. But just replace that word unvaccinated with something else. Just replace it with what you are. Whether you believe in choice, whether you believe this is an infringement on your liberties, whether you believe this is going to lead to millions of people dying, whether you believe the story of your friend's uncle who now has tremors and can't walk or is now being treated like they have cancer because they got the shot. Or maybe you know somebody who got the shot and they had an adverse reaction to it. The Prime Minister of Australia was on TV and had a grand mal seizure live on TV within minutes of taking the shot. And he's just like, well, that's just the way it's supposed to be, with his eyes blinking and his face twitching up. A few seconds of you not being able to understand what the fuck he's saying. And he's like, oh, yeah, this way it's supposed to happen. I'm going to do it for you here real quick. I just want to see how many results come up because the other day I looked at it. Parent reacts to child's death. Child's death after vaccine. Bink. Let's take a look at this. Fifteen-year-old's death. 86% of children suffered an adverse reaction to the Pfizer vaccine. Her son died, and then anti-vaxxers attacked her. Parents of vaccine-injured children speak out. 13-year-old dies in sleep. Utah Medical Examiner. This is just the first page of results. Let's see here. And it's a total of 23,000 search finds. So it's gone from 1,800 or so last week, the last time I looked at it, to now it's 23,000. It's happening all the time. When was the last time you saw it on the news? No. You just keep getting pushed and pushed and pushed. You got to wear your mask, even though we know it doesn't work. There are multiple reports that it does not work. It cannot work. It's impossible for it to work. It's like they're telling you 1 + 1 = 3, and everybody's like, okay, I guess you're right. Maybe it is 3. But for those of you who know 1 + 1 = 2, stay with me. Come back after the break. Got some more clips to play. Got an advertiser I got to throw in there. Got to plug every once in a while. See you on the other side. This is Christopher Scott Rutter with What's Your F and Binge, telling you like it is.
Hey everybody, it's Chris. Thanks for tuning in today to today's episode. I hope everybody's really enjoying it. Got a quick message for you here. If you are in entertainment, if you're looking to be a model, if you're a writer, if you're a songwriter, or an aspiring actor or actress, and you've reached that point where you need a little help to get your name out there to a lot more people, I've got the best person for you to talk to. That's Stephen Joyner. He's a publicist from Southern California. You can find him on Facebook at Stephen L. Joyner, and you can call him directly right now at 816-605-4561. That's 816-605-4561. Stephen L. Joyner's got hundreds of contacts, insiders in Hollywood, people who have appeared in feature films, directed feature films, produced in feature films, album and copyright work, you name it. He's got somebody to put you in contact with if you're wanting to put your name out there. He's got a great name in entertainment and knows a lot of other people that are in entertainment as well. It's the best person you could call. 816-605-4561. Now, back to the episode.
Back to the idea. I still come back to the idea of a booster shot. I mean, yes, you're right. The vaccines work. We've seen that.
That sounds to me like a money-making operation for Pfizer. Okay? Think of the money involved.
Get
an extra shot, that's tens of billions of dollars. How good a business is that? If you're a pure businessman, you say, you know what, let's give them another shot. That's another $10 billion of money coming in. The whole thing is just crazy. You wouldn't think you would need a booster. You know, when these first came out, they were good for life. Then they were good for a year or two, and I could see the writing on the wall. I could see the dollar signs in their eyes of that guy that runs Pfizer. You know, the guy that announced the day after the election that he had the vaccine. But we knew that.
Want to make you uncomfortable, I am unconditional, go take it. This is impossible, man, but I promise we can hold the black flag coming over the country. With the black flag, bring the mission to our roots. With the black flag, coming to the nation boots. You can see our face, get out of bed on you.
There you hear Trump talking in a recent interview. That's from August the 18th, where he's really hitting the nail on the head talking about these booster shots are lining Pfizer up to make billions of dollars. And everybody always asks, you know, how can they make money if they're giving the shots away for free? It's because the government's paying them for those. We'll have more information on that on another episode, but bookmark that for a second. The really confounding or confusing thing about Trump is how he actually deals with this situation. It's like he's hedging his bets. He doesn't want to admit that he was duped or conned by Big Pharma. They told him these shots would work. He says it right there. At first, these shots were going to be for life, kind of like the polio shot. Whenever you're a kid, you got the polio shot, don't have to get another one, or the measles. Smallpox, any of those kinds of vaccines that were vetted. It took years and years of research. And he was told that the operation, this fast track operation that they're doing here with these vaccines, that they were going to put out something that was dependable, is going to save a lot of lives, is going to protect us all against this horrible COVID. And the thing that everybody really wants to overlook with all of this is, you know, COVID itself is a virus just like a cold. And you could put out all the supposed vaccines that you want to, you're never going to get the variant right, because as soon as you put out something that's a defense, it's going to mutate. It wants to survive. So if killing off everybody doesn't help it last, it's going to kind of dial itself back so it can infect more people and live and live and live. And that's just how vaccines don't work with viruses. That's the reason they don't have a vaccine for the common cold, because it's always going to mutate. It's always going to have a different strain, and it's still going to continue to infect people. So the best thing that you could possibly do is to have good health, have good diet, take some vitamins, go out, get some sunlight. All of these things that have been talked about for years and years and years, except for the past year and a half. But here's the problem with Trump. Just a few days after this interview here, where it sounds like he's knocking the vaccines and Big Pharma, he comes out on August 23rd in a rally in Alabama and says that he got the shot and that it's good and that everybody can trust it. Everything's okay. And, you know, if it doesn't work, you'll be the first ones to know. And at the beginning of the episode, I said that I really had a lot of hope for Trump there, that the elite hadn't got to him. The New World Order hadn't got there. The UN driven and New World Order reset that we're currently going through right now, that they hadn't actually got to him, especially whenever the Epstein ordeal went down and they got Ghislaine. And he said, you know, I wish her the best of luck. I was like, okay, so he's not even batting an eye on this. They haven't got to him. He really is what he's saying. And now all of a sudden, he's come out and saying that he got the shot and everything is going to be okay. And you should get the shot too. Even though he respects everybody's freedom. So on the heels of this other interview, it's like he's talking out of both sides of his mouth, just like every other politician. And I don't know if it's him being pigheaded or bullheaded or just being another politician, you know, saying what he thinks everybody wants to hear him say, trying to get the sway on as many votes as he possibly can. And it's really disappointing that he comes out sounding like any other politician, and that he's bowing down to the Big Pharma plan here to go ahead and get the shot. That's really disappointing. So we'll keep an eye on that and let everybody know what's going on with it. Now, what you're getting ready to hear next is Matt Baker out of San Diego, California, in a town hall meeting in front of the city council. It's really entertaining. He really goes over the top with the message. But there's a direct message in there that the New World Order and the elite, they really need to take notice here, because not everybody's going away quietly the way that they had hoped. A lot of people are not awake yet, and a lot of people are just doing what the TV tells them to do. And I understand that. It definitely, it's the easier way out, I guess is the best way to say it there, that, you know, it's a lot easier just to tune into the TV and ignore fact, ignore logic, ignore common sense, and just do what they tell you to do, and then get mad at everybody whenever the news tells you to get mad at the people who haven't been vaccinated yet. But like I've said before, I'm going to keep saying this over and over again. How about we replace the word unvaccinated with what you are? You can't work here if you're black. You can't work here if you're a woman. Can't work here if you're a single mother. If they came out and said that, oh, there'd be hell to pay. That's discrimination. But in this situation, that common sense and logic goes completely out the window, completely. They just released today stats for Vandenberg County since the very beginning of the tracking. Vandenberg County is right where I live in southern Indiana. Since they started documenting the number of cases for COVID, there's been 26,800 cases of COVID and 413 deaths. And Vandenberg County has about 135,000 to 150,000 people waiting for the new census information to come out. Well, let's just go with the low end and say 125,000. So out of 125,000 people, 25,000 of them got COVID. That's a 1 in 6 chance. And out of those 25,000 people, 400 people passed away, unfortunately. We all know somebody. We all have a family member that someone close to them got really fucked up with COVID, and they did unfortunately pass away. But the vast majority of them had underlying health conditions, you know, like they're 82 years old and developed pneumonia, or they had a stroke or a heart attack, and they also just happened to have COVID, and the complications just led to death. I'm not minimizing the effect. Death sucks. We all know that. Anybody who has suffered, who has gone through somebody close to you passing away, we all know that losing a loved one just absolutely sucks. It'll rip your heart out. But at the same time, 400 out of 25,000 and 25,000 out of a total population of 125,000, I said we're going to use the lowest number there. So basically 1 out of 6 chance that you might possibly get the COVID. And out of that, 0.01 chance to die. Look at the stats of heart attacks and strokes leading to death. Look at the stats for car wrecks leading to death. And then come back to me and tell me what the bigger, more significant number is. Why aren't we all this much up in arms and doing everything and guilting and shaming everybody into complying with what's best for people? Whenever it comes to obesity, whenever it comes to cancer, whenever it comes to addiction. We're not standing up and making sure that, you know, hey, I'm doing this for the better of everybody. You have to do it too. We're not doing that with anything else. We're only doing this with this extreme cold that kills 400 out of 26,000 people out of a total population of 125,000. The numbers there are staggeringly low whenever you look at it that way. The percentage chance of catching it and then dying from it, you're talking in the millions. What a million chances that could possibly happen. It's really disconcerting that we continue to go to this extreme, even though the stats continue to bear out that the chances of you dying from it are incredibly, incredibly small. So whenever we come back here in just a minute, we're going to have Matt Baker.
the place I don't care anymore. You can tell everybody about the freedom, man. You won't catch me crying, cause I just can't win. I don't care anymore.
The people are fighting back. Here's Matt Baker out in San Diego, out in California, letting them have it. And the whole damn event there was like, this is happening in Texas, all over the country. We have so many of these clips. I'm going to try to get to more and more of them in the next few days, but here's somebody had to say.
You're back, and they should be begging you to do the right thing. You're about to open a pit of hell. You do not get a vaccine passport put on us. You know, as the population who's in control, you know that the people are the politicians. Once you get a power, you will never relinquish it. Do you think that the 4 feet of marble that holds you above high in this chamber will help you from the face of humanity, which you are unleashing?
No!
No! It won't! Your children and your children's children will be subjugated! They will be asked, how many vaccines have you had? Have you been a good little Nazi? Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci! There's been a lot of talk about the Nuremberg Code. Well, I brought you a copy. You are all in violation of Section 1. Yes, you, Dr. Wilton. You are in violation of the Nuremberg Code, which is international law. And the definition is...
Thank you, sir. Your time has expired.
So, Dr. Fauci, I want to get to the FDA approval in a moment. First, I do want to ask you something about you that you said to NPR today. You said if the majority of Americans get vaccinated, quote, we could start to really get some good control over this as we get back into the fall of 2022, a year from now. Is that the best case scenario? And what does control look like?
No. Anderson, I have to apologize. When I listened to the tape, I meant to say the spring of 2022. So I didn't misspeak. And in the conversation with Mary Louise Kelly, she was saying, when do I think we're gonna start to get some control? I said, if we can get through this winter and get really the majority, overwhelming majority of the 90 million people who have not been vaccinated, I hope we can start to get some good control in the spring of 2022. I didn't mean the fall. I misspoke, my bad.
Okay, what does control, what does that mean, or what does that look like to you?
Well, to me, that means that you have either the overwhelming majority of the population vaccinated, those who have been infected will have, and have cleared the virus, will have a degree of protection, and we are recommending that those people also get vaccinated, because the degree of protection that you could induce in someone who's been infected, who has then recovered and then vaccinated, is an enormous increase in the degree of protection. If we can do that with the people who've been infected, get them revaccinated, the people who are unvaccinated now, that 90 million people, get them vaccinated, I think we can get a degree of overall blanket protection of the community that as we get into the early part of 2022, getting through the winter, which could be complicated by influenza, our respiratory syncytial virus, that as we get into the spring, we could start getting back to a degree of normality, namely reassuming the things that we were hoping we could do, restaurants, theaters, that kind of thing. But again, there's a big caveat there, Anderson. This is a very wily virus. We thought we were going to have that degree of freedom as we got into the 4th of July and the summer. And then along comes a soccer punch with the Delta variant, which is extraordinary in its capability of spreading from person to person. So we hope we'll be there at the time frame that I mentioned correctly being the spring of 2022, but there's no guarantee because it's up to us. If we keep lingering without getting those people vaccinated that should be vaccinated, this thing could linger on, leading to the development of another variant which could complicate things. So it's within our power to get this under control.
And what percentage?
And that is to get vaccinated.
What percentage of the population would need to get vaccinated even if they've had it before, would need to get vaccinated in order to get that kind of control.
Right. Anderson, in all transparency and honesty, we don't know that because.
So pay real close attention to the language that's being used here. And Fauci goes through three different arcs here in this story that he's putting out. The first thing being that he wants to correct how he misspoke in a previous interview. The interview he's talking about is about 6 or 7 days before this Anderson Cooper interview, where he says that, you know, it's going to take us until the fall of 2022 to have everything completely under control, which in case anyone isn't looking at their calendar, or if you are, you'll notice that that's about the same time as the midterm elections. So believe me, that is part of the plan. He misspoke. He's being honest here that he did misspoke, and he corrects it because he doesn't want everybody to be like, what the fuck are you talking about? We're going to be locked down or going through this shit all the way through until next year. No, he wants to ease everybody's fears here and everything and just talk to you in this nice, calm cadence. You notice his cadence doesn't change. He talks kind of like a fucking robot. He doesn't get excited. The only thing he does is he stumbles because he's having a recall of what it is he has to say for that particular question. But he says he corrects his previous statement saying, you know, if we're able to get everybody vaccinated, everything leads to you got to take the shot. If we can get everybody to take the shot, if we can get the vast majority of the people to take the shot, then we'll be able to get control. And then Cooper comes back at him and asks him, you know, what's the definition of control? And again, it's back to you got to take the shot. If we could get the vast majority of these 90 million people who aren't vaccinated, then we'll have control. Control is getting the shot. And remember what we talked about previously in this week's episode, that whenever you receive the shot, it immediately starts to turn off your T cells. So whenever he's talking about getting control over everybody, he's talking about being able to introduce a new illness or a new disease or a new virus. And he lays the groundwork for that again, saying that, you know, this can mutate and turn into something that we haven't even thought of before. So he's already laying the groundwork for the new Lambda strain that's going to be coming out, mark my words, by October, hopefully after I return from vacation in Arizona, they're going to be talking about the new Lambda strain, which is far more lethal and even more contagious. Keep in mind, super contagious rates over the past year and a half means 25,000 out of about 125,000, or a 1 in 6 chance. That's how super contagious it is. And as far as deadly goes, by Vandenberg County numbers, 418 people out of 26,000 cases passed away due to the illness. So they're laying a lot of groundwork here. They're wanting everybody to be prepared, and they're really pushing, get the shot. Get the shot, get the shot. Notice how nobody's talking about, you know, get on a good diet. Take the right vitamins. Nobody's talking about whenever you go online and you see all of these nurses testifying, or they're putting up on their social media post, you know, the first thing that we do if we want to help somebody recover from COVID that is more often than not effective is we give them intravenous vitamin C and zinc, hook them up with vitamin D, in massive doses, and within 3 or 4 days, people are feeling better. They don't want to talk about that being the cure because that's something you can go to Walmart and buy. They don't want to give it away like that. They want everybody to be afraid that you're going to die. Going back to the beginning of all of this, February of 2020, remember they said, we need to only lock down for a couple of weeks so that way we can give hospitals the room to be able to take on this massive influx of patients. All of these people are going to be sick. And people were getting it, but they were like, you know, hey, it's not the end of the world. I had it. It was 3 or 4 days of tough shit. It was a bad, bad cold, kind of more like a flu with bronchitis is what it was like. Came out of it just fine, though. Take your vitamins, say your prayers. They don't want to say that. They want to keep pushing the shot, pushing the shot. We have to get the majority of the people to take the shot. He keeps going back to that over and over again. If you go back and listen to that interview in just that 3-minute clip, he goes back and tells you that we have to get the vast majority of everybody vaccinated. We have to get the vast majority of the people the shot. And then whenever Anderson Cooper asks him, you know, what percentage of people is it really going to take? He actually is honest and he says, you know what? I have no idea. So we're going to shut down the country. We're going to make everybody wear slave mask, a symbol of bondage. Make your kids wear mask. Let them get bacterial pneumonia. It's just never ending, and it's just crazy how the logic has gone out the window. Whenever you listen to this, how can you not derive from this conversation that all they're interested in doing is making sure that you get this shot? And if you look at all of the information that comes out about the mRNA shots, you'll see that for the better part of almost 30 years now, even the creator of the mRNA shot, who they killed off right before the COVID was released on the public there at the end of 2019. It has been said since day one, since they did the first test, the first animal trials, and they found out that all the animals fucking die within a few months. Don't give this to people. It's a biological weapon. That's what the creator of the mRNA shot actually had to say about it. Do not ever give this to people. It can't be controlled. It's going to create new illness, new variant. It's a biological weapon. It's just really, really depressing that people aren't waking up to this, applying common sense and applying logic. But a lot of people out there are waking up. I hope you're one of them. We'll come back after the break. And I've got some local news for you. Hey everybody, this is Chris from What's Your Effin' Binge. I just want to bring something to everybody's attention real quick. We have a new sponsor for the show, somebody we're really excited to have. She's going to be a new guest on tonight's episode. She's also going to be on next week's episode. Look for all the spots for her this upcoming week on all the social media spots. Wendy is a new voice and a new novelist on the scene. Somebody who has a very powerful writing style, somebody who has a very quick writing style, somebody who cuts right to the meat of the matter and is able to bring a lot of subject to the surface. She's talking about new paranormal and romance, all tied into one, into a new novel series. The first one in the series is called A Gray Resort. It's available on Amazon. It's available in hard copy version at Barnes & Noble, also Target.com. You can find it on eBay and all of your biggest booksellers in America. I highly recommend this. Her reviews are fantastic. She's a new part of the show, and we're super excited and super to have her, happy to have her on board. I hope everybody takes a chance and takes a look at these new paperbacks that she has out. The Gray Resort series, A Gray Resort as a novel. It's a must read. Check it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you awake yet? Get your mind together. if you're listening to me, and there's a lot of people who are, it's growing every time I put out a new episode, so I must be striking a chord with some people. Do you believe what I'm saying? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Are you awake to what's really going on out there?
But first, are you experienced? Or have you ever been experienced? Well, I have.
You gotta realize there's a constant gaslighting that's going on here with this. You're being told one thing, and then whenever you go out and you just talk to everybody you know, or everybody that I know, it doesn't really add up, does it? How many people are you talking to that have somebody who's hospitalized because of COVID? Or how many people do you know that are hospitalized because they took the vaccine? Or they got hospitalized right after taking the vaccine? It doesn't add up. And then whenever you look at different reports that come through, like this past weekend from the Evansville Courier and Press, says COVID hospitalizations are at an all-time high, up to 150 hospitalized. And then you dig a little deeper and you do like I do, you read the entire article and you find out what their sources, what sources they're quoting, and you try and do some research on your own. And I made a couple of phone calls, and basically what the article ended up saying was that there's 150 people who have been hospitalized this year in 2021. They make it sound like, the headline makes it sound like, and the opening two paragraphs makes it sound like there's 150 people in there right now. But if you flip back to page 6, you'll see that those 150 people, they're claiming that currently there are 52 people who are hospitalized due to COVID. And, you know, I know people. I have friends and family who work at the local hospital. And so I ask, and then I actually call the hospital directly and ask them where this COVID ward is for, you know, 50-some-odd people. And out of those people who had tested for COVID, how many of them actually came in through the ER, were actually brought in, you know, because of, you know, a stroke or cancer or a heart attack or a car wreck, or they fell out of a fucking tree? Well, that answer, after doing a little bit of digging and looking at the information that you can get a hold of and find out what's going on with some of the people who are supposed to be there, there's not that many. I'm not going to give the exact number, because the only way I would know the exact number is because I have a friend who has to work in administration or something, or a source. Out of the 52 people that are reported as being there at the hospital due to COVID, yeah, 30-something of them had underlying circumstances like a heart attack, cancer, stroke, diabetes is on the list, a couple car wrecks. And then we start looking at the numbers again, and every time you turn on the news, they're telling you thousands of people, new COVID cases, new COVID cases, new COVID cases, new COVID cases. And we look at the Indiana Department of Health records, and we find out that currently, year to date, there are 26,800 cases of COVID that have been reported in Vandenberg County, and 413 deaths related to that. So 1%, 1.5%. And I know everybody's going to say, you know, hey, Chris, if it's one, it's too many. Okay, cool. I got you. We can all agree that nobody wants anyone to die. Cool. I agree with that. You agree with that. But let me kind of take you back in time a little bit here and look at facts and statistics from other events in history where, as a group of people, we were all able to come to a conclusion that this can't be good if there is even one death as well. And for those of you out there that don't know, the Centers Disease Control, CDC, and they have a what's called the VAERS reporting system. This is people who have bad incidents with any health protocol, specifically immunizations and shots and things like that, specifically the COVID shots that are going on right now. The VAERS reports show that in 31 years in the military, there are 317 total deaths. But in 2021, there's 1,113. Hang on a second. I thought we just said if there's one death, it's too many. Remember, they just mandated that all the military gets their vaccinations before October 20th or whatever the date is. Sometime in October, I'll have to look that up. But, you know, we stopped the swine flu shots from happening in 1976 because 43 people died on the first rollout of the shots going out. 43 kids specifically, because the government and they decided that every man, woman, and child should get vaccinated. 43 deaths, they're like, well, got to stop this. Remember H1N1? That was just 12 years ago. There were 58 deaths in adverse reaction cases. You know, people where their T cells just completely imploded, where their white blood cells started fighting one another, organ failure, all kinds of just horrible, horrible side effects, not to mention the deaths that went along with it. After 58, we said, nope, can't fucking do that. So you have all of these people who are screaming for the mask to be worn. You know, your Corey Taylor, the lead singer of Slipknot. I'll never be able to listen to a Slipknot song again, because this guy's out here just so easily brainwashed, displaying it publicly. He just had a concert, and this past weekend got tested positive for COVID, and he said he had to have caught it from some selfish person in the crowd who didn't get a vaccine shot. They tell us that you have to wear a mask, and then you see reports on the news where they go to Barack Obama's birthday party and nobody's wearing a mask. Out of that, 73 confirmed cases of COVID have come out of it, but nobody's dying from it. It's okay. The majority of that crowd also is unvaccinated. You know how many people work in the White House have not been vaccinated? They tell you to do something, but then they don't do it themselves. Nancy Pelosi doing press conferences, not even bothering to come out wearing her mask. It used to be part of the ritual. Biden was doing the same thing whenever he was first inaugurated. Any press conference that was going on, he'd come on, he'd have the mask on, have to take it off, address the crowd, kind of coyly, you know, clear his throat, acknowledge the discomfort that everybody's going through. But look at me, I'm doing it too. They don't even fucking bother to do that now. They just come out without their mask and tell everybody you got to wear a mask. And then you have unelected officials out there that are telling people what they have to do. Be real careful of anything that you see online where they don't actually state where their information comes from, whenever they say experts say. The CDC says, experts say, guns are actually a health problem. Excuse me. The director of the CDC, Woodcock, she was just on CNN the other day, and she was talking about how this isn't gun control. We don't want anything to do with gun control. We're not trying to tell you what to do with your guns. But in these certain areas, these certain people, statistics show that it's just a bad health concern for you. Your likelihood to die is their predictor or the predicting model that they're using for where they're trying to tell people to, you know, turn in your guns. It's just healthier. You're not, don't put anybody else at risk. Then the FDA, they're using this emergency approval of the COVID vaccine. And the FDA and CDC both are acting at the same time, like martial law has been instituted, and that they are able to just make these sweeping decisions that affect people. You know, like suspending having to pay rent, suspending having to pay the mortgage. The bill's going to come due at some point, because they're not just borrowing money to these people who aren't paying their rent. Oh, wait, they are. They have the PPE benefits for unemployment. So if you don't want to work and you don't have to pay your rent, you can actually make more money than whenever you did work. And we're just going to forgive you of that debt, is what they tell everybody right now. This installing of socialism is kind of like a few other key people in history. Whenever unelected officials just seize power and start making these sweeping claims and these big protocols and everything, where the government's going to take care of you. We're going to take care of the problem. Don't worry. Trust us. You know, that's what Hitler did whenever he seized power. That's what Saddam Hussein did whenever he seized power. That's what Joseph Stalin did. That's what Mussolini did. That's what Kim Il-sung did. That's what Gaddafi did. And then we're going to get everybody in the country to unite. You're either one of us or you're not. You know, like Hitler made the good Jews wear the gold star. They were allowed to walk around, but you knew that they were a Jew. But they wore that gold star. They told on their friends and neighbors. Gaddafi had his secret troops where they uncovered anybody who was talking about the government or against the government. Kim Il-sung has done the exact same thing. Joseph Stalin controlled the truth, created a radical propaganda campaign to tell everybody that the rest of the world was bad, what he was doing was good. You're not starving. It's for the better of the country, for the greater good of the country. All of this gaslighting has been going on throughout history, I guess is my point. You know, like if you go to Black Lives Matter, or if you go to a Democratic Party, or go to a big fundraiser, you don't have to wear a mask. But if you go to Sturgis, you have to wear a mask. Or if you go to Trump rally, you have to wear a mask. Or they tell all the spring breakers, you have to wear a mask. And then all the kids are like, fuck you. I'm not wearing a mask. And it's like, oh, okay, well... Well, guess we'll let that one slide. Mayors and governors coming out mandating that you have to wear a mask. And these, you know, they're just there to party. Fuck a mask. I ain't wearing no mask. I'm in the sun. I'm in the ocean. I'm on the beach. Why should I have to wear a mask? So we tell them they have to wear a mask. And then we're like, okay, I guess since you won't, it's okay. They're lying to us about the success rates. The Pfizer vax right now is only showing a efficiency of 39% against the Delta variant. Moderna itself is getting 76%, but you don't hear about that. One thing you do hear about Moderna is that in Japan, they just pulled a batch of 1.6 million doses. They're not going to administer to their people. This is the second time they're pulling Moderna vax, because they found out that there's a liquid metal contaminant in the vaccines that's magnetic. And then their leading doctor, their version of the attorney general over there in Japan, you know, that's where they created ivermectin, by the way. And they stated where they have used ivermectin as a early treatment, and they've had 100% efficacy in it. But if you even put anything on current social media where the gaslighting continues, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, anything like that, they're going to go ahead and pull you. They're going to deplatform you. They're going to take away your voice. That's the reason if you find these episodes on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you don't see any of the actual dialogue that I'm reporting in the episode on there because they'll pull it. I have to put up the link and hope that people find it and that people share it. So, just want everybody out there to just be confident in what you're hearing from your friends and neighbors is actually the truth. I know you're hearing more often than not that people aren't going to get the vaccine. People aren't interested in wearing a mask. You know, if their company mandates it, they'll quit. You're hearing that way more than you are, oh, I can't wait to get the vaccine. I can't wait to have to wear a mask. It's the opposite of that. So if you get your news from the mainstream media, that's what you're hearing all the time. And they're just gaslighting you. They're giving you all of this false information and telling you it's true. And it just goes on and on and on. All of these steps that they're just basically taking from the playbook of the tyrants of the past. Whether it's Hitler or Gaddafi or Stalin or just on and on and on. They're doing all of the exact same things as far as propaganda, reigning with terror, making everybody scared. Remember last year they were talking about we have to have herd immunity, which meant that everybody got a viral load and your natural defense would take care of it and get strong enough to beat the COVID or make it to where it doesn't affect us. That's the reason there were so many asymptomatic people. Those asymptomatic people, they have to be younger people whose immune system is stronger. So they don't feel the effects of it. So everybody has to wear a mask, and by God, we have to come up with a shot to help the people with underlying health conditions not die from catching COVID. The young people are safe. Their immune system is perfectly fine. It's going to protect them all day long. Remember hearing that all the time last year? Dr. Gottlieb, PhD, who is now the CEO of Pfizer, and works directly with Bill Gates, or reports directly to Bill Gates, was previously the head of the FDA. And as soon as he takes over the role of CEO of Pfizer, within about a year, almost like literally like the day after the election, he was like, okay, cool, we got a vaccine, it's ready to go. We'll have it ready to roll in a couple months. And then Biden comes in and signs Executive Order 10009 that says that he could sign into effect to take over all communication, including internet, cable, TV, and radio. Take over all transportation, including all the public highways, all railways, all ports. Take over all reporting for health, where there has to be a 100% census. And if you don't report it, you can be reported as a criminal or treated and chased after like a criminal. With a signature, they can take over how all of the food is distributed. With a signature, they can call in the National Guard to round you up and take you to work areas. For housing areas. With a simple signature, they could take over all the air, planes, helicopters. Just sign it into order. That's the mark of a tyrant. That's what Hitler did. That's what Gaddafi did. So don't listen to that local news. Talk to each other. Find out what you're actually, what your neighbors actually thinking, what your friends are actually thinking. If you're the majority of your friends are actually thinking straight and they don't want to get the vaccine, they don't want to have to wear a mask, they think it's stupid, all of the rules are contradictory, everybody's doing something different, none of it makes sense. If everybody you talk to has the common sense to say that, then why in the world would you continue to listen to the news? Or I guess really, why would you allow yourself to be depressed about it? I know in the earlier segment I said it is depressing to know that so many people buy into this and believe this. It is, but that doesn't excuse you going ahead and being depressed about it or scared or fearful or intimidated or somehow or another coerced into doing it. There was a great meme on Facebook the other day that said, you know, hey, if your boss wanted to have an affair with you, that's called coercion. If he said, you know, let me stick this in you and you could keep your job. Why is that called coercion? But whenever they mandate you to take a shot, it's doing it for the good of everybody. They're both sticking something in you you don't want. You know? I don't know how else better to say it. But as long as everybody around you has the common sense to say that isn't right, then things aren't nearly as bad as the way the news makes it look. People get caught up in the news cycle, and because they report on these extremes, they report on it very well. It's put together very well. The person who's reporting it to you speaks very eloquently. They're very succinct in their thoughts, and they're able to keep making these bullet points, and they do it with constant repetition. In the same hour, you can watch the same headlines be reported 6-7 times. Over and 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 over again on the same network. And that's true for CNN, that's true for Fox, that's true for MSNBC, that the newspapers, they all do all of this reporting, making it sound like fact, putting together the worst possible circumstances, then you have to dig in and find out that they were full of shit the whole time. They're just grabbing headlines. Do some research on your own. Find out that if what I'm telling you is true. Go on DuckDuckGo right now and look up Rockefeller Foundation's papers to the WHO. The World Health Organization, not the band. They outline a pandemic from a virus or a disease that takes over the world, stops transportation, stops distribution, stops communication, stops travel, brings countries to a halt. They outlined how to do it and how it was going to be led. It's an actual goddamn playbook for what is going on right now. That report came out in 2009. There's been several others. There's been dozens of these papers that have been written by the Rockefeller Foundation. Yeah, those Rockefellers. By the Carnegie Institute and by the Bill Melinda Gates Foundation. They're all major contributors to the WHO. WHO. Contributors and conspirators. So, on the local news front, we got hospitals and the news misreporting what's actually going on to strike fear into everybody. And then the following day, they're like, oh, look, here's somebody being good. They have a mobile vaccination clinic. It's basically a bus, and it goes and reports to the low-income areas of the city in Evansville, on the south side, in Jimtown, few other areas across the city. This bus just goes and posts up in front of the Simpsons or in front of the little corner grocer or whatever it is. 5 or 6 places in town, they just stop and they just wait for people to show up so they can indoctrinate them into, you know, it's safe, go ahead and get it. Get the shot, you'll feel better. It's people like that we have to get through to. You can't allow someone to get coerced or somebody to get intimidated or misinformed into getting this shot, thinking it's going to protect their freedom and that everything's going to be okay. You have to show them the news reports. Just pull up DuckDuckGo and look at tyranny in Australia, where they are taking people's kids away to make them get vaccinated. And if you don't comply, they will fine you. Same thing happened in New Zealand. They have vaccine passports in France. People are demonstrating against it all the time. In the meantime, the government in Denmark is like, we're doing away with all of this crap. There's nothing to do with masks, nothing to do with vaccines, Nothing to do with social distancing. It's all a fucking hoax. You have the Prime Minister of Health in Japan saying, we're not going to administer this shot anymore. We don't know what's in it. They lied to us. It has something in it it's not supposed to have. It's the second time they're pulling their batches. Earlier this summer, Biden and Fauci said, if you got the vaccine, what are you worried about? Remember whenever Biden said that? You got the vaccine, what are you worried about? You're protected. Everything's fine. That's their problem. They tried spinning it that way, and that didn't work. That wasn't forceful enough. Fauci did the same thing. You got to look at how history is repeating itself. And this isn't just, like, it's really easy to say that this administration is the cause of this. Yeah, they're puppets. And it's easy to pick on Biden because he's a bumbling geriatric patient. It really is easy to pick on him. There's a lot of dumb shit that he does. But he's just a puppet. He's no more aware of the fact that he's in the White House versus if he's told a lie or the truth. But he believes whatever he's told. The other day, at the press conference, he referred to himself as a congressman. Just so everybody knows why I'm saying that. I'm not just making shit up. He's just a puppet, and then you have all of these world leaders, all these heads of state, all of these heads of production and manufacturing, all of these the electronics and social media part of this problem is so widespread. You have Huawei in China. You have Silicon Valley, where everybody is just far left and super liberal, and they just believe everything that they're told. Do everything from the hive mentality. Live together, work together, whatever. Die together. And then whenever one of them does die, it's like, oh, but he got the shot. It must be one of you anti-maskers' fault or you anti-vaxxers' fault. Now we start pointing fingers and calling people out, labeling them. If you went up to Google and said, all of you women can't work here anymore, you wouldn't even make it out of the parking lot. So stop believing everything that you see in the media. If you are listening to mainstream media, take it with a grain of salt. Whatever they tell you, if you want to really firmly believe it, do the research on it. Don't have an emotional reaction to it. Do some research on it and find out if what they're telling you is true. You'd be very surprised to find out how much they are misleading you on facts and information, how much they are not reporting on that's happening around the rest of the world. And they're making the most extreme situations seem normal. Anyways, if you agree with me or disagree with me, get a hold of me at whatyourfnbinge@gmail.com. You could go to the website. I'll include the link in the description here of the episode. Find us on Spotify, on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Spotify, Anchor, anywhere you find good quality podcast and news. Send me an email. Leave me a comment what you want to hear about on the next episode. Let me know what you like about what I'm doing, what you don't like about what I'm doing. Probably going to start, instead of putting out these long-form episodes, I'm going to put everything out in sections. So during the course of the week, you'll get 3 or 4, 15 or 20-minute news articles instead of an hour, hour and a half for one show. I know that's a lot of content. Probably a lot easier for everybody to take in if I just put it out segment by segment. So we'll start doing that with the next one. Get more episodes out there to everybody. More daily content. Until next time, this is Christopher Scott Rutter with What's Your Effing Binge telling you like it is. And good luck on that.